CBS News Brief. Thousands of mourners chanting Alexei Navalny's name at his funeral, just getting underway at a church in Moscow. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is there.
There are lots and lots of police around the church. A long line of police just formed along one fence. There are lots of police vehicles and lots of blue flashing lights.
Kremlin's warned against protests. A rare blizzard's begun bashing the Sierra Nevada. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
A massive storm is expected to dump as much as 10 feet of snow by the end of the weekend, spreading from Lake Tahoe to south of Yosemite in California.
A new study finds the number of obese people in the world now tops 1 billion. Lead author Majid Azadi says it's risky business.
It affects every organ of the body. Diabetes, diseases of the kidney, back.
It's so prevalent in most countries, obesity is now more common than being underweight. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool. And you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
It's going to be a sunny, warm day today. Our high right around 54 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. We may have a gust or two up to 30 at some point today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 60. By Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome. Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country to get you ready for the weekend here at Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at the Ground Up. They're at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WIRI. Do I sound a little out of breath? I had to book over here. I'm doing a little bit of running around this morning. That's how it's a Friday. That's how it goes. We're going to have some fun today. Good stuff on the way for you. Some requested music coming up and maybe some stuff you didn't know about one of your favorite hits. Got George Strait in your future. Also some Alabama with Lionel Richie, Blake Shelton. I got Alan Jackson on the way along with Sugarland, Dolly Parton. Great music this hour. I'm going to be taking good care of you, getting you ready for the weekend. Want to start off things on a couple of, just get a couple of programming notes in real quick. For one, we've got great high school basketball going on here at WIRI. We're following along with our local high school teams and our Lady Royals continuing to win. Last night, great game. Well done by Randy and Michael and Don. Appreciate Don being here covering the board again. It's good to have him back in the studio. We appreciate all of them doing that. If you didn't hear, Assumption 54, Lourdes Academy 44 means, of course, that Assumption's going to move on. Other scores, Albany and Albany at 65, Shelby Christian 36. Royals are going to play Albany Monticello this Saturday. We'll have that game right here for you. Our pregame will start at 6:50 as we head to Hartford Union for sectionals finals. Randy, Michael, Don going to be running that one for you. Know it's going to sound good. So we're really happy about that. Keep in mind on WFHR today, you got the Greg Gard Show at 6:05, and it's a ball night, 8:30, late one. You got the Bucks at Chicago, always a good one right there. Also keep in mind that we got great hockey going on here. Not only is our high school teams in playoff action, but our local River Kings are starting their playoff run today. Today, everybody. That's right. You can catch the River Kings right at the Southwick County Rec Center all weekend. Got at least two games guaranteed, a possible third. All these games will be at 7 as we take on the Minnesota Mullets. River Kings looking to get this thing going. If you've been paying attention to Coach Paul and the gang and the boys over there, they've been in playoff hockey for at least a month now. So this is just kind of like they're already built for this. They're already ready for this. We'll see how these games go. Tonight's game at the Southwick County Rec Center, again, starts at 7. They're going to have a skate after the game. That's always fun and exciting. I love that. Especially after a playoff game. That's going to be awesome. And on Saturday, it's La Taqueria after the game. It's going to be fun. And again, keep in mind, if the series goes 1-1, there will be a third game as it is a best-of-three series. Cheer on your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Go to riverkingshockey.com, get your tickets. Support the Kings. Let's go ahead and take a look at our day in history. Our national day of our day in history. That's just the history nerd in me. Why did you push history on you guys? I'm not going to do it. I won't do that to you. We'll just take a look at our national day of. For this March 1st. Hey, March. Nice of you to get here. Day later. No. It's Share a Smile Day. It's easy to walk around with a frown on your face. It's easy to be grumpy. I know because I spent the majority of my life that way. It's a lot harder to offer a smile to people, especially when you never know that they could really use it. I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a stranger smile at you, there's few things that feel that good. Be that person. You could be on the other side of that and be the one smiling at person, at somebody. Making people smile is great. There's nothing in the world that can compare to making somebody laugh or smile. Do that if you get a chance today. It's a national daggum that's good day. Let me get that right. Sorry, I apologize, everybody. It's getting going here, getting the moneymaker, getting the throat worked out here. National daggum, that's good day. You gotta get daggum. You can't really say dadgum like a northerner. You gotta get daggum. And I know what I'm talking about. My Galveston listeners out there, my friends over in Galveston are listening. Good morning to you. You're up very early. they know what I'm talking about. National Dadgum Dass Good Day is a unique celebration every year. It is a day that honors the simple but still profound joy of good food and great company. Yeah, that's it. You get some good food, good people around you, some laughter. You just make sure you get a dadgum in there. Because it's fun to say. Dadgum is good. That's a fun word. Please don't ever, that one needs to come back more. We need to use that more. That's a fun word. Global Day of Unplugging is also today. It's a great one. Any chance you get to unplug, unwind, get out in nature, dive into a good book. There's a lot of great reasons and great ways to unplug. I do that quite a bit, actually. I actually have turned my phone into so much of a news source or looking things up. Can I tell you how many times my friends and I are together? Who won the Super Bowl in 94? Just wondering something. And, after a good 20 minutes of debate, we look up the real answer. I feel like that's all I use my phone for anymore. Social media, I'm really bad with. I'm going to be honest, real bad with it. I treat social media kind of like Walmart, where like I just want to get in and out as fast as I can. I want to do what I need to do and then get out. Unplugging seems like a nice thing to do, especially on a Friday. Done with the work week, let it go. Let that all move on. And very importantly today, it's International Wheelchair Day. Honoring the vitality of those who rely on wheelchairs, acknowledging resilience, and fostering inclusivity in communities. It's an important one. I'd like to think we've made a lot of strides in this and come a long way. At the same time, I wouldn't know. I think that an important thing about days like this is certainly bringing awareness to these things, while also understanding I can empathize with that with somebody in that situation, while I cannot pretend to know what that's like. And I think that's important. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a natural part of life. There's things that others that I've gone through that others can't relate to. We all have that. And I think a big, big part of going forward here as a society, especially with the way things are, and as darn divisive as they can be, and it's so easy to be divisive, it's so easy to do those things, empathy goes a long way. And it's important to be able to note. There's nothing, your plight, darn near anybody listening to this has had some troubles or had a hard life or had some struggles. And I empathize with that. Until you can't have empathy for others. Until you can't put yourself in somebody else's shoes. It's important. It takes us a long way. And there's a lot of great work being done on that front as when it comes to disabilities now. Let's take a look at Saturday, March 2nd. It's National Day of Calendar. National Egg McMuffin Day. Go on and get yourself one if you like. Open Data Day. It's another good one. National Banana Cream Pie Day. Not bad, not bad. Not one of my favorites, but I'm not going to turn it down. It's International Rescue Cat Day. Encourage you to reach out to your Humane Society. Locally, we have our Southwick County Humane Society that do amazing work. Can always use help with animals, especially if you're looking for a new furry friend for forever. Also, if you'd like to donate and help out, can always use an extra hand and always use extra food. Reach out to your local Humane Societies. I think that's a great way to celebrate Cat Day. Unless you're a cat yourself, then I encourage you to go ahead and keep being your thing. One of my favorite jokes I think I heard, because I believe in empathy. I believe in tolerance. There's a lot of things I can tolerate. You want to sit down and talk to me about how Sasquatches are real? I'll hear you out. I'll listen. Certain things I don't have any time for. And the whole flat earth thing, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't apologize. I'm sorry. We figured this out, okay? The earth is round. Gravity exists. Go ahead and drop a pencil right now. If the pencil drops, that means gravity exists, which means we are round. But I do love the joke. We can prove that the earth is round because if it was flat, cats would have knocked everything off of it by now. Shout out to Kevin, Melissa's cat, and all the good cats out there. It's Dr. Seuss Day on Saturday. It's another good one. So many of us take so much from the early readings of Dr. Seuss. And I think it's also an important day to note all of Dr. Seuss's career. The good, the bad, the gray. You can do it all. I think that's another big thing in things going forward is being able to take people as a complete person and not just the things that we kind of hold up. It is also on Saturday, Toddle Waddle Day. Maybe the greatest sounding day ever. What is this? Toddle Waddle Day could be the cutest fundraising walking event ever. This yearly walking is a spectacle unlike any other. Why? Why is it this way? Because it is aimed at parents and children under 5. Watching the toddle waddle, you'll undoubtedly see some children confidently strolling along. However, you'll also witness cute young ones barely toddling alongside their strollers. It's all in good fun, not to mention an excellent cause, raising money for meningitis awareness. Meningitis is a swelling of the membranes covering the brain and spinal cord. The history of meningitis dates back to ancient times. A famous Greek philosopher and doctor, Hippocrates, appeared to have noted the first case of meningitis, actually. That's how far back this goes. And how long we've been dealing with it, trying to destroy this disease, trying to defeat it. We need to have more events like this. How come we don't have anything like this around here? We need to do this. I know it's kind of cold out. We don't want the kids outside. Maybe we just have a gym or something we do it in. You just walk in a circle or something. I mean, I love little kids, but I mean, they're going to be, if you take them like a walk through town or you take them walking around in a circle, how much of a difference is it going to make to them? They're going to still have fun. They're kids. They're in the moment. They're enjoying themselves. And you raise money on a great cause and raise awareness for meningitis. And finally, looking at Sunday's National Day of calendar, it is Namesake Day on Sunday. It's a good day to enjoy and spread, learn about your own name. National I Want You to Be Happy Day, another great day to spread happiness, try to help others feel happy, enjoy their day. National Mulled Wine Day and International Irish Whiskey Day, so a little bit of covered the bases there, whether you're a wine person or an alcohol person, you know, maybe a hard liquor person or something like that. What if cats and dogs had opposite thumbs day? It's a crazy one. Why is this a day? Well, it's a day that aims to give pause to every pet owner and pet lover with the intention of thinking about how different everyone's lives would be if Mittens or Fido joined the ranks of the supposedly, you know, superior species. Boy, is that a different world. That is a different world. What's weirder, if cats and dogs had thumbs or if they could talk? 715-423-1055, 423-1055. Come on. I'm curious. What do you think? What do you think? It's World Wildlife Day on Sunday. Great day to raise awareness about conservation. We just had a great conversation on Midday Magazine about water in this state and in this country, really. There is that. There's enjoying wildlife, getting out for a nice walk. There's so many great parks and so many great pathways throughout all of Wisconsin. And really, wherever you're living, I guarantee there's probably something. So enjoy. Get outside a little bit. It's supposed to be nice this weekend. Mostly wherever you are. And finally, it's National Anthem Day on Sunday. No matter what nation you hail from, there's a song that everyone knows and that touches the heart of every member of your country, from young to old. The song is your national anthem, and it speaks of culture and history, and often the very identity of your nation. I don't know if it's hip, cool, or whatever, but the national anthem has always hit me. It's always hit me. Even when you hear bad renditions, and we have heard some bad ones over the years, let's be real about that. Something about it hits me. I am a noted and guilty homer for the cities and, you know, where I'm from. But that includes our country as well. And boy, you're going to be hearing the homer and me this summer with the Olympics coming to town. The Olympics coming. Man, you are going to hear a lot from me. USA, USA. Wanted to note this as we get into our first requested song of the day. The one of the bigger classics in recent years, or I would say recent years, like the last 20, 30 years. Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places. It's one of his signature songs, if not his signature song. But it almost wasn't. Yeah, do you know this? Garth recorded a demo for the song, but George Strait was supposed to release it. Yeah. Yeah, let's hear a little bit more about this one, y'all.
I did the demo for it, but we didn't have a record deal at the time. So they were pitching it to Strait. And when we got a record deal, they called us and said, hey, man, Strait's people have passed on this. Would you still be interested in Friends? I said, are you kidding me? Yeah. And but it was a year and a half later before we ever got to cut it because the new record was just out at that point.
That's pretty amazing. Garth went on to say, the reason they asked me to do the demo was because I wanted to be George Strait for years, so I do a pretty good impression of him. That is a pretty cool story. I'd like to hear George Strait do a version of it. I'd like to hear a George Strait version of Friends in Low Places. Yeah. Got a Mr. George Strait coming up for you. That right there, that song is for Donnie over in Nakusa. A big shout out to him. Right now, we've got this one for Amy right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Here's Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places. Perfect way to kick off a Friday show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show I was was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salt. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Hey, this is George Strait.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. Darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. And baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away. might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
From 105.5 FM.
Just anticipating all my love. Hi, it's Emmylou Harris.
Mama never seemed to miss the finer things of life. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. She never wanted to be more than mother and a wife. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. The only thing that seemed to be important in her life was to make our house a home and make us happy. Mama never wanted any more than what she had. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. He often left her all alone. She didn't mind the staying home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. And she never missed the flowers and the cards he never sent her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Being took for granted was a thing that she accepted. And she didn't need those things to make her happy. And she didn't seem to notice that he didn't kiss and hold her. She never did say so to Daddy. One morning we awoke just to find a note. Mama Kelly wrote and left to Daddy. And receiving and the reading, her ears could not believe it. I've gone to search for love I need so badly. I've needed you so long, but I just can't keep holding on. She never meant to come back home, but she did. She never did say so to Daddy. Goodbye to Daddy.
Warning. Contains actual country. Country Legends 24/7.
Hey everybody, I'm Blake Shelton.
I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling. Cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you want to go. Baby, I'll do whatever you want to do. Hanging on, you don't have to keep me falling like this, but
Blake Shelton. Be sure be cool if you did here on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Got your host James here. Let's go ahead and take a look at a little bit of country music news. Kacey Musgraves has been in the news a lot lately. She'll be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Plus, she released a new song, Deeper Well, last week. And now she has an even newer song and a huge tour to announce. The new song is called Too Good to Be True. And it's short but sweet. The opening lyrics, made some breakfast, made some love. This is what dreams are made of on a cloudy Monday morning. That is a good line. That is a very good line. The Deeper Well World Tour was just announced. It's going to be a big deal. She hasn't toured in over 2 years, and now she'll have all the new music to share. So a lot of people are looking forward to checking it out. The first part of the tour starts actually in Dublin, Ireland, April 28th. And a lot of nine European stops. There's about nine European stops. She'll be in the States here and in Canada. She's got 32 stops here coming up as well. You can sign up for access to Kacey's pre-sale tickets at deeperwell.com. It's deeperwell.com. And pre-sale will open March 5th at noon. That's a good song, too. I listened to it this morning. It's not bad. Not bad at all. She's good. Her voice, man. The Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville just recently opened their annual exhibit called America Currents, State of the Music. It's a great idea. The Country Music Hall of Fame is one of the cooler and more well-run Hall of Fames, it seems like to me. It offers a broad look at country music and its place in American culture over the past year. It features some really cool artifacts from some of the biggest names in country music. And these are all modern artists here. And the Country Music Hall of Fame is celebrating them. So I feel like, you know, you could sit there and say what you don't think is country music, but if the literal Country Music Hall of Fame is hosting music from these artists, who are we to say that it isn't country? Jelly Roll's custom-made denim jacket that he wore to his first ever headlining show at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. That's there. All the proceeds from the sold-out show went to programs benefiting at-risk youth. It's a great move. Billy String's Deering Good Time five-string banjo that he used when he was busking on the streets in Michigan as a teenager. This dude is no doubt a musical prodigy, so that banjo has seen some magic in its day. Kacey Musgraves, who we just mentioned, mood board. Kacey created this while she was coming up with lyrics for Slow Burn, which was first track on her Grammy-winning album, Golden Hour. There's other cool stuff from Taylor Swift, Oliver Anthony, Luke Combs, Martina McBride, Lainey Wilson, The War and Treaty. A lot of cool stuff. And at American Currents, you can also watch a video of all the most important moments in country music last year, plus recaps of the biggest songs and tours. This is the eighth chapter of the exhibit, runs through February of 2025. Check that out if you can. Heck, I'd love to get to Nashville. I gotta get to Memphis, Nashville. I gotta check out Tennessee. I'm gonna start making plans to do that. You guys go ahead and kick back, listen to our partners. We got some Alan Jackson, Sugarland, Zach Brown Band, all coming up for you right here on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. You want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
Proud sponsor of the Sunrise Show on WIRI.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's going to be a sunny, warm day today. Our high right around 54 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. We may have a gust or two up to 30 at some point today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 60. By Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Alan Jackson, accepting an award for Chattahoochee.
Thank you all very much. Well, it was a good single for me. My wife got lipstick all over me. I just hate to lose to John Anderson. What a comeback of the decade, man. I mean, such a fan of his. John, God bless you. But thank my daddy for teaching me to ski when I was 6 years old. Thank y'all. Good night.
It's hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
From 105.5 FM.
Thank you.
from 105.5 FM.
Though the sun may be dawning, you're the one that lights the morning. As I awake to the heaven of your sweet summer loving, by a stream in the country, running barefoot and feeling free, while the love in our hearts blooms.
Tonight and told you that I love you, and suppose I said I want to come back home, and suppose I cried and said I think I've finally learned my lesson, and I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, would you tell me that you love me too? And would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so? Someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. And now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. If I got down on my knees and told you I was yours forever, would you get down on yours too and take my hand? Would we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you've missed me too, and that you've been so lonely, and you've waited for the day that I return? And we'd live in love forever, and that I'm your one and only. Or would you say the table's finally turned? Would you say I told you so? Someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. And now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. My heart into again.
From 105.5 FM.
Zach Brown talking about his favorite non-country singers.
Adele. Yeah, she's my favorite singer, I think, all time. When I ride motorcycles, that's what I listen to. And so sometimes when I'm not riding a motorcycle and I listen to it, I can almost like feel the wind on my face. But yeah, her singing is just unbelievable, and her riding. So she's definitely one of my favorite ones that's out there right now. And I never thought in a million years that I would say this, but I love Justin Bieber's music.
Got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars, oh, they own prison bars like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in a world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios.
me some Jaeger and I'll grab my guitar and play.
Zach Brown Band playing us into the weekend. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Have yourselves a great one. We will be back on Monday. Be sure to catch Assumption Royals basketball this weekend right here on Saturday at 6:50 as they continue on in the playoffs. Have a great weekend. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later from the Sunrise Show right here at WIRI.